Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Namaste, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Tola Talks on Monday, October 23rd, and it's a scorcher, wouldn't you say, V?
Yes, it is, absolutely.
Yeah, V's here
very
today.
Hot. Hello, great. Everyone. Hello again.
You remember her from last week. What is it, 103 today, V?
Yes, it definitely
103, guys. It's hot in the valley. We're in the valley of Los Angeles. Gets really hot here. You guys didn't know all about that, but we're here for another show, another hour.
Yeah.
Glad you can make it. Way to go, V. Looking really, really pretty today.
Thank you.
I will say.
Every
guys,
Monday.
She's looking really hot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every Monday? Is it only
yes.
Monday?
Or well, you said today, so it's like I'm looking pretty every Monday, right?
Every Monday. Got to start the week off right. Did you work out today?
Not yet.
Ooh.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Later.
Okay. We'll be talking about that briefly.
Okay.
We'll get you going with that. But first, if I were president, I'd like to kick it off with this one. Now, V hasn't heard this yet. Give him a surprise. But here's what I would do, guys. If I were president, no doubt, one day, 2036, right?
Yeah.
This is what I would create. A U.S., United States Goodwill Ambassador Program, whereby I would designate and pay, this isn't volunteer, 12 high-profile personalities, right, from around our nation in the areas of the arts, music, film, sports, and literature to promote positivity, love that word.
I like that.
Yeah. And peaceful relations throughout the world. All right. Now, since the 1950s, the United Nations have enlisted volunteers, right? Volunteer services in support of prominent personalities to highlight key issues and to draw attention to their activities. For instance, Nicole Kidman, Emma Watson, Anne Hathaway. So they volunteer for that, right? But I think we should be paying these guys. Like, I'm serious, like $1 million each. But what they need to do is they need to attend 12 events. So it's one per month.
Okay.
Right? So need to get paid for going out there, either speaking or if we need them to go to North Korea. I remember Dennis Rodman back in 2013 was, I think, the first time he went to North Korea. And he's kind of hanging out with Kim over there. I really believe if we had a program where we had these high profile, I mean, people look up to them. Kids look up to them. A lot of people revere these professionals, arts. So we got to get them out there giving speeches, bring them to the White House. Hey, if Trump needs some help, call upon them.
True, yes.
I mean, it's not a lot of money. $12 million, maybe a couple million dollars extra for some programs or putting on events. But I really believe that if we had high-profile folks that weren't politicians, that we can engage them, things would be more peaceful. What do you think?
I agree. I like that idea. I'm proud of you.
Idea.
Yeah.
Oh, good. I like that. I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
That's right. It's not going to be a lot of money either. There you go. Simple. Going with the fast food today. We're going to move along today, guys, because V and I are going to be talking. I'm going to kind of quasi-interview her.
Here we go. On the spot again.
On the spot. We talked a little bit over the weekend, but no, I think I said, let's save it for the show. Didn't bring in a guest particularly because we're going to interview you, but let's go to the Get Your Shit Together Award. Now, similar to last week, it's a reversal of misfortune, right?
Ooh.
You got to get your shit together. It's a misfortune, but I really dug this over the weekend on Saturday night. All five living former U.S. presidents took part in a benefit concert in Texas to raise money for hurricane relief efforts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they appeared as well. Donald Trump, Trump appeared in a taped video message to all concert goers. It was pretty cool. You got Barack Obama, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George H.W. Bush,
and Jimmy Carter. Yes.
I love Jimmy Carter. It was Saturday night, and it was called Deep from the Heart, the One America Appeal. It was at the Reed Arena, Texas A&M University. But what I really liked about it was Lady Gaga.
Yeah, she...
Lady Gaga. I love Lady Gaga.
I do, too.
I think she's single.
Oh.
Yeah.
Maybe you have a chance.
I got
maybe
a shot
not.
There. What do you mean maybe not? What's that supposed to mean? What? You know, like Italians or what? She is Italian.
We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to say.
Let's see you approach her.
You can make that happen.
Yeah.
Why don't you send her an email for us?
Okay.
Get her on
the
show.
I'll do the work, sure.
Well, they raised $33 million. That's a lot of money. They raised $33 million in one event.
Yes.
That's right. Three times
of
what
course.
It would be for the ambassador program.
Yeah.
And 80,000 donors. I like that. More than 80,000 mm-hmm. from private funds. Yeah, kudos. Lady Gaga, she said, nothing more beautiful than everyone putting their differences aside to help humanity in the face of catastrophe. I like that. I think she gave a couple $100,000 too. But do you remember, yeah. let me bring this up because this was controversial. Do you remember the Dixie Chicks back in?
Yes.
You remember that?
I remember
that?
Them, yeah.
It was March 10th, my mother's birthday.
Okay.
Happy birthday, Mom. Oh, it's not March 10th. 2003. I remember this because the world went crazy when she said, we do not want this war. They were talking about the impending invasion to Iraq.
Okay.
We do not want this war, this violence, and we're ashamed that the President of the United States is from Texas. Well, I think the world went crazy on her. She was in she was in London at the time when she said that. And it's kind of interesting because I watched this documentary. If you saw Shut Up and Sing, it's called. It was made in 2006, so a couple years later. You got to watch this documentary. It's a really good one, guys. It's a good one. It's about like what they went through. Like basically when that occurred, it was death threats. I mean, it went crazy. Oh. And the songs that she came out with, Not Ready to Make Nice, there were a couple songs later that she came out basically saying, hey, you know, I'm getting death threats for something that I said. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. So it's sort of like interesting how you could see where, hey, the presidents get together, Lady Gaga, everything's positive.
Yes.
And then this woman makes a comment. Hey, well,
she's getting death threats.
Yeah, death threats are there. A lot of dopes out there. So I guess you got to be careful what you say sometimes, especially if you're up there performing live.
That's true.
What do you think?
Well, you have to be careful what you say, but does it really need to result in having death threats? I don't really know the full situation, but
it's just a lot of wackos. No, I think it's ridiculous. I mean, it's her opinion. She could say whatever she wants. I mean, what the hell? But I remember that. But it's a good documentary if you guys want to go check that out.
Yeah.
But that was something where, just thinking about the presidents coming together, I just thought that was a pretty cool thing.
Of course.
You don't see that. And they definitely raise money. Definitely well needed. So, and you could still give money. You notice now when you go to get money out of a bank, it's like you could donate. You could donate anywhere.
Yeah, yes, you can.
Yeah, you definitely could donate anywhere. And on that note, we're going to throw it over to V with some world news.
All right. I would like to discuss a story about a bear in Southeast Asia who had to have its tongue removed during a 4-hour emergency surgery because it grew so big it dragged on the ground when he walked. The brown bear named Nyan Hoto, which means bright, contracted a mysterious illness as a cub that experts think was caused by elephantitis. That made his tongue swell massively. He had to rest his head on his cage to support the weight. Isn't that tragic?
That's crazy. You know,
7 pounds with his tongue.
They took out 7 pounds of this bear's tongue.
But the good news is that he's recovering well, and now he's able to play with his brother. The two bears were rescued by monastery in Burma on their way to being illegally sold in China. At least they were rescued, right?
Yeah, they were rescued, right? And this bear gets... Yeah, I think it was... Was it something with like a... I think it may have been mosquito-oriented. He got bit by mosquitoes or
It's
something.
Transmitted by mosquitoes. That's what they're thinking was the cause. But it's usually common in people, not ever reported with the bears.
Hmm.
So...
Interesting.
Rare, but still
maybe
unfortunate.
Maybe he's a person in a bear suit.
Possibly, yes. You would, yes, suggest that.
Did you ever see the movie Trading Places?
No.
Oh, my God. That means you're young. How are you too young for that? That's one of the best movies with Eddie Murphy. And I don't know if you guys saw that, but that was a movie. They filmed that in Philadelphia, but there was a scene in there on the train where they put a guy in a gorilla suit.
Oh, wow.
That's a funny one, but I guess if you watch the movie, you would...
I would know more.
You got to watch that movie. That's a great movie. I think one of his best ever. Dan Aykroyd, Jamie Curtis is in that. Oof, love that movie.
And congratulations to our Los Angeles Dodgers and the Houston Astros for making it to the Major League Baseball's World Series set to begin tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Eastern. This is the Dodgers' first pennant win since 1988. Can you believe that?
Mm.
when they won the World Series and the Astros' first American League pennant win ever.
Ever.
Yes.
Well, that's because, you know, guys, they switched over in 2013. They were a National League team, and now they're an American League team. But they never won a World Series, Astros, right?
I don't think so. It's also their first win since 1970. So that means that the two 100-plus win teams are playing for the title. If, and that's if, the Astros win, it will be their first World Series title ever. Mm. And when the Dodgers win, it will be their seventh. Are you a
right.
Dodgers fan?
Well, of course. I mean, I'm in the city. You got to be a fan of the city where you live. I was a New York Yankees fan my whole life, pretty much. But, you know, coming out here, Dodgers. I remember that 1988 season. Oral Hirschhaus had 23 wins.
But.
Yeah, you don't. Wait, you weren't even born then?
I was not born then.
No way. 1988, Oral Hershiser, Steve Sachs, Socia was the catcher. That was interesting. I remember that.
I went to my first Dodgers game about 6-7 years ago. It was actually a first date. So
really,
how was
the date?
The date went well until the game was over, and my date couldn't find his car. So
what?
It took us. He lost his car.
And that's a big ass parking lot.
Yeah,
you
we were
walk
there
all the way around the complete.
Route. We had to. Yeah, we had to. So it was about 2 hours. I gave him another chance, but it was definitely.
A guy couldn't find this car. He took 2 hours. You're walking around.
First date.
It's probably
100
degrees.
Yeah.
First date. What are you saying? He must have been all flustered.
He was very embarrassed, but, you know, that's how it goes.
Wow.
Again, I gave him another shot. So we went to dinner the next time, and, you know,
did you ever see him after that?
We just remained friends. It didn't get to second base, I should say.
Didn't get to second base. You got the first base, a little peck on the cheek,
a little bit, yeah. But he was really noisy, you know, he was a noisy kisser.
A noisy kisser.
Yeah, the foreplay just wasn't working for me, so.
Holy shit. What the hell is he doing? Smacking his
no
lips?
No home runs for him.
Was he burping? What was he doing?
Just a lot of moaning and, oh, you like that? Like, just be
when
quiet.
He's kissing
and,
you?
Yeah, and, yeah, like, I should be the one moaning,
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Let's go back. Hold on 1 second. Let's shirt whip it back. Get your shit together word to this guy. Loses his car at the Dodgers game. I mean, come on, jackass. There's big signs. You know how big those signs are?
Yes.
Those signs are huge. C, D, F. He loses his car. He's walking around for 2 hours, goes on a second date, and he's slurping around kissing you. What the hell? Where the hell you find
this
guy?
He was a fan of chocolate, for sure.
Was there a kid? He was a fan of chocolate?
Yes.
Wait, was this a white guy?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Some bozo white guy. He's just trying to get laid, probably. Yeah, those guys, forget it.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, now, that's going to be a fun series. The Dodgers are going to win. There are two teams that won over 100 games.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you were referring to since 1970. Those hasn't been that way. But really cool stuff. Looking forward to it. But don't go to another Dodgers game with another team.
Yeah, it's
you didn't meet
happen.
Him on Tinder, did you?
No.
Tinder.
Here we go.
We're going to talk about Tinder, but later. All right.
Yeah, and did you happen to see the quick clip from on Instagram today with a musical sensation and 27-year-old Grammy winner Taylor Swift? Mm-hmm. She appeared to be naked as she transformed into a sexy cyborg in a sneak peek video of her new hit, Ready For It. It's very hard to tell what was going on, but it looks like it may have been a bodysuit. What do you think about her approach if you see it?
I did see it. I did
yeah?
see it,
did you
and
like
I
it?
Liked it.
Were you ready for it?
I was ready for it. You know, she's another one. I mean, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift. I mean,
she looked amazing.
I thought she did.
I don't think she was naked. I mean, that's no
hate
or anything.
I don't think so either.
But.
No, I think she was a little more, it seemed to be a little more full body than she appears to be.
I love that. I love the illusion of nudity without showing everything.
Hmm.
I have to do
you
a photo shoot like that one day.
Oh, you do?
I would love to do a photo shoot like that, of course. I may not look as amazing as her, but I like the idea.
Well, they put that same suit on you.
Yeah, it was the lighting covering the...
No, I like that. But, you know, I want to say something about Taylor Swift because I believe, and I'm proud of this gal, and she did the right thing when she came out with that DJ who groped her. Remember she sued this guy or countersued, whatever. I think that really was the sort of the tipping point to... All these sexual, the allegations and everything that's happened with Harvey Weinstein, and now they're coming out with all these other directors. I mean, she basically came forward, had a lot to lose on that one, and stood her ground and won. And I really think that gave subconsciously in the universe, because I believe it travels that way, mm-hmm. that the confidence rose and people just said, you know what? Let's not be victims. And yeah. she stepped forward. I really believe she had something, no doubt, to get that thing started.
True.
I like her.
I do, too.
I do. I like her. So, yeah, no, I kind of wish it was nudity, but I don't think that's her style.
Yeah, it's not her style, so.
It's not her style.
Not yet, at least.
I wonder if she ever went on a
date. She's getting more sexy, so.
She is.
Showing a lot more. She started, what, country, and then into pop, and now naked.
Now we're going to do nude films, maybe?
Yeah. Well, yeah, in your dreams, yeah.
In my dreams. Well, I would definitely see that.
Would you have a threesome fantasy with Lady Gaga and Taylor Swift?
Well, that would be, that would be a great one. I think so. I would go with that. I wouldn't complain. Nope. No.
Yeah. So
That's it for our story.
That's what we have for now.
Yeah, we keep the stories short and sweet. Let's get into rant and raves. Because I want to get through some of these topics, and then we'll just chat. You and I are just going to shoot the shit for a bit. But here we go. Rant and raves. WTF. There's one for you. I looked up. I get these. I think I told you these. Word of the day. Merriam.
Yes.
Webster Dictionary. I kind of like it. And they sent the word knee-jerk. Which you would think it's kind of like, you know, readily predictable. Or relating to a readily predictable way.
Okay.
Okay. Then, let me just start poking around, and I saw the word apologist. So, a knee-jerk apologist is someone who apologizes way too many times. You know anybody like that? Where they just, they're always apologizing. I'm sorry. What are you sorry about? I remember my old man used to say to me, give a shout-out to my father today. He's like, don't apologize, just don't do it again.
Yes.
You know, if you do something stupid, he's like, well, okay, yeah, that's great. Don't do it again. It's real simple. That's how you get good at that. But don't apologize. I mean, I'm going to rant about this because I went on one date. I remember this gal, and it's all she kept doing was like, you know, I dropped my fork. She apologized. What are you apologizing for?
Okay, yeah.
It's like, first of all, it debases your confidence. There's no doubt that when you're apologizing for things that you have no reason to be apologetic for, what is that saying? You know, that's like saying, I don't know if it's a confidence issue, but it's uncomfortable for the other person, first of all.
True.
And secondly, they already know, like, what are you, like, why are you saying that? Don't do that. You know, that really does. And I read an article, I do like a little research, and it says there's three types of people. People who apologize very little, mm-hmm. I think that's me. I try not
clearly.
To. Clearly. Number two, apologize appropriately.
Yes.
Or apologize for nearly everything, even when there's nothing to apologize for. Well, true. Which one are you? One, two, or three?
I would say two.
Apologize appropriately?
Yeah. Yeah. I would say so.
Well, there was a study done, check this out, 2010, okay, that found that women apologize more than men, okay? Women. No, really. It's a self-respect thing, they said, and it's guys especially, okay, are different. They said, do women misbehave more than men? Hell no. No way, right? They don't misbehave more than men. So why are they engaging in behavior that warrants an apology more than men?
Yes.
Ladies, don't apologize. There's nothing to apologize for. Stand strong. Men and women have different thresholds of what constitutes an offense deserving an apology. That for sure, right? And women have a lower threshold and men have a higher threshold.
True.
So these are just studies, you know, whatever studies mean. But basically, I'm sorry is a habitual response. It's like smoking a cigarette, right?
Yeah.
You got to get over that. Because I just think it undermines your self-worth, undermines your self-confidence. And it's really uncomfortable. It's kind of ridiculousness for being with someone who's apologizing.
I feel like sometimes we may use it a little loosely, like if you're standing in line or if you're standing somewhere for too long and you just like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I feel like sometimes women, or at least I do sometimes maybe use it, but it's like loose.
What is it, like a cutesy thing?
It's well, for me, and I've seen other women do it, like, oh, I'm sorry, it's a cutesy thing.
It's a cutesy thing, but it's not cutesy.
It's not
ladies.
Cute.
No, okay. It's not. I mean, well, maybe it is if it, you're a
almost
guy.
Like,
who,
excuse me, but you're saying,
yeah,
I'm
it's
sorry.
Like you're a princess. I mean, if a guy wants a, I'm not a big princess guy.
Okay.
No, if you're a princess, it's not going to work with me. No, but I mean, I guess, or maybe you're doing that to kind of be cool, or draw attention to yourself. Maybe. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't like it. It's
okay.
Uncomfortable.
So we should get our shit together.
You gotta get your shit together, ladies. No more I'm sorry's. You know, most of these guys are bozos anyway. Guys that do things, you know, they sometimes well, there's books out there. I don't want to get into the books out there, but about how guys use different pickup lines. You know, did you ever see The Pickup Artist? That was actually based on a book. But
tell me about it.
Oh, the shit that guys say to kind of debase the confidence of a woman, so they kind of skid in there, you know. It's called negging or negating.
Okay.
It's a bunch of crap, too. Come on, guys. Be a straight shooter. I'm an East Coast guy here, you know. You got to just put it out there. Be a straight shooter. Don't try to poke at somebody to kind of make them, like, take advantage of. You know, if they're trying to get the upper hand, if someone's trying to get the upper hand on you, don't give it to them. Take it away. But here's something else that I want to talk about and relates to Hollywood.
Okay.
It's always better to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. Because you're not going to get the permission.
Yes.
You're not going to get the permission. And speaking of which, yesterday, taught a Tola Yoga class, pop-up class at Pershing Square. I announced that last week. Had a little group of people show up,
okay.
And there was this Oktoberfest going on. Right? Mm-hmm. Beers from around the world, and what they do is at Pershing Square, they put up fences all around the square, so you can't really get inside, although it was a free event.
Okay.
So I went there Friday, just to make sure I can teach yoga in the park. Love teaching there. It's a really cool place. But so I go, and I seek out the woman who's in charge. She says she's in charge. Not throwing out any names, but she's in charge, and I explain it to her. Listen, I'm going to be here tomorrow. There's going to be people. I'm going to promote this thing. Is it definitely I could teach here? Because when does it? She said, well, it starts at noon. You're fine. What time will you be done? I said 11. She goes, no problem. And I said, are you sure? They're setting up. It looks like they're setting up tables, a stage. Yeah. They got all this shit going on.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, don't worry about it. Tell them I said you could do it. Don't worry about it. It's we're not letting people in until noon. It's free anyway. I said, okay. So anyway, I show up, all fenced in.
Uh-huh.
Kind of move this little fence aside. No problem. New Yorker, we get through it. So I bring my group in there. You know, confident, walk over to the spot. And I know now you could see all the security people I kind of maybe sort of making their way over to. I'm like, here we go. I'm like, all right, guys, let me go deal with this, right?
Yeah.
It's one of those ask forgiveness after the fact. Because I know they're not going to let me do this.
Yeah.
No way. So first security guard, yeah, you can't. She gets all pissed off. Woman starts. I'm like, whoa, take it easy. This is yoga. You know, we're not going to create any riot in the park here. It's no big deal. I said, it's 50 minutes. I'll be out of here. Guaranteed by, I said, I'll be gone by 11. She's like, no, you can't do it. I'm like, look, what's going on? There's nothing going on here. I was told, this woman told me. So anyway, she was really adamant about me not doing it. I said, okay, fine. So I walk over to the group, and I'm like, hey, guys, I think we got to go up to Grand Park, which is a few blocks up. All of a sudden, the security goes, excuse me. You're okay. The park manager says you're okay. She'll take responsibility. I'm like, great, awesome.
Yeah.
Just teaching, right?
Mm-hmm.
Teach. And then about 20 minutes later, some other bozo comes up to me. Now I'm teaching. He starts talking to me, saying, hey, buddy, what are you doing? I'm like, yo, hey, get lost.
Yes.
He didn't like that too much, but he kept coming over, the guy. So eventually I had to stop. So I taught like a 38-minute class.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but I didn't have to ask for forgiveness. Oh, what's the sorry? Here we go. What are you sorry for?
I'm sorry.
Look at that. Perfect example.
Shit.
Oh, shit. Got to get your shit together there, B. Well, on that note, just a quick note on fitness and Tola Yoga, since we just did a little thing on Tola Yoga. I want to give a shout out, and I want to thank these ladies over at Maker City, L.A., that made it possible for me to teach at the Reef on Wednesday nights. Hey, you guys know it. 6:15, I teach a class. It's a $5 class. It's on the 11th floor. Great building. Awesome company. Maker City, LA. These three ladies made it possible for me to teach there. Otherwise, I'd be teaching on Skid Row, all the homeless people, which would probably be a good thing. But No, I want to give a shout out to Teresa, Sin, and Candace. Hey, ladies, you're awesome. Thanks so much. Oh, they're so cool. And Candace is taking my class, so looking forward to seeing you Wednesday. But, hey, thanks again for letting me teach over there, Tola Yoga. Yep, kicking your butt. So, no, without a doubt. And that's it. But the rest, we're not giving you any more tips with fitness. I mean, V, what do you think? You going to do something today? You going to work out?
I am. I promise I will. Dancing, probably.
Dancing?
I like to dance in the evening. I just like to turn on some music and do a little twerking or a little cardio or whatever
twerking.
I feel like. Yes.
Oh, that became big a few years back. Little twerk. You guys know what twerking is?
Oh,
of course. Who doesn't know what twerking is? But for the older people who don't know what twerking is, go
shaking
look it
your
up.
Ass.
Shaking your ass in a very suggestive way.
Yeah, yeah.
I like that. Porn star quality. Twerking.
Hopefully.
No, so you just dance around the house.
Yes, yes. Yeah. I like that.
That's a great workout, too. You keep it going for a while, or is it like 6 minutes?
For
as
about an hour.
As long as your dates can kiss you, right? No.
Yeah.
About an hour.
About an hour, yeah.
That's a workout.
Yeah.
No, that's actually a cool workout.
Yeah,
just
I
dance.
Like
I mean, there's like videos now. I don't know.
Yeah.
These insane workouts. But dancing is a good way to work up a sweat.
Yeah, and sometimes I do it with holding weights, or I'll do some squats, or, you know, stuff like that.
So you got a little weight thing going on in
the house?
Yeah,
mix it in. Yeah, I have a punching bag and all kinds of things. Yeah, I'll kick your ass.
You keep putting that picture of the bozo from Dodger Stadium up there?
Yeah.
You do have a punching bag?
I do.
Speed bag or the big?
No. Just the big, yeah, the big one, yeah.
In your house?
Yes. Well, in the backyard.
In the backyard.
So. Yeah.
Wow, well, you're going to get a good workout today, sweating your butt off. No doubt.
Of course.
Well, I like that. Well, whatever it is, do you ever do walks? You ever go for a walk?
I do. I do that usually in the mornings, and I try and, you know, walk, or I'll run and walk at the same, you know, during the same,
it's
you know, duration
well,
of the
well, you're
hour,
in good
yeah.
shape, no
Thank
doubt.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, you're young, so it's easy to be.
Yeah. Huh. Yes.
I'm old. You're young.
You're in good shape, too. You know that.
Yeah.
I heard your show before. You were saying, I did 4 miles this day, and then I did, what did you do? Like yoga? And then
I'm like a machine.
Extreme workout.
Yeah, I do. I do weights every day. Stretch, abs, weights, do yoga. Yeah, I'm not always taking group classes, but I'm definitely doing some yoga. And the cardio, it's a three-part process. So I add that cardio. I do minimum. Well, today I've only walked 3 miles. I don't know. The heat.
Only?
Well, that's only, I go for the five to seven. You got to get out there. This is the best weather.
But see, then I feel like I need to step it up. Because
you got to step it up.
Well, are you doing that because you're addicted to it, or is it because your metabolism is just completely...
Well, it's a hell of a lot better than, you know, you know what it is? It helps me with my Napoleon complex, and it keeps me from smoking a pound of weed every day.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, I just love to work out. I just love it. It got into my, when I was a kid, you know, my old man got me into it at a young age. And again, I came through that era with Schwarzenegger where bodybuilding became a big thing. And then I saw the results that I had, how the body stays fit. I mean, it really is. You preserve the body. It's more
true.
Than just, you know, looking, feeling and all that, health reasons. I'm telling you, it's a psyche. I mean, I hear it when people say they work out, you know, the endorphins, you feel much better.
You do.
And then what happens is the longer you go without working out, it sort of builds, it debases your confidence without a doubt. And then you start eating a little more and you gain a little weight. It's a rough, it's stop this, you got to stop that. You got to sort of stop, get back in, do it. Now, to me, I couldn't go a day. I'd be freaked out. I'd have to be sedated. No, you think I was... So this morning, well, this before the show, right, you see how I get a little pumped up.
Yeah,
get all excited.
Yes.
She's like, you're making me nervous.
It's trippy.
I get a little, I get all pumped up like an actor ready for the scene. I'm like, here we go. Let's get the energy up. But no, I love to just kind of zip it up, but yeah, that's what I do. My thing is, when I wake up, within an hour of waking up, whether I wake up at 5:30, within 60 minutes, I'm working out. So I got to be working out within that hour, and it gives me plenty of time to get my coffee, get situated, and then get over there and hit it. Love it.
But that's waking up, because I thought you said after you wake up, you need at least 20 minutes to kind of like stretch out your joints.
I do. I can't even stand up straight. But that's before I get to the gym. No, okay. I'm serious. I get my coffee. I come back. My back. When you've worked out for that many years and hit the weights are, I'm telling you, and you can get hurt with them, but they do a job on your body and your joints. So,
were you more extreme when you were younger, or are you the same?
I used to work out at the gym 2 hours. Now it's 40 minutes.
Okay.
And when I get to 45 minutes, I need to leave.
How many calories are you taking in?
On a daily, but I don't really pay attention to that.
No.
I'm always hungry.
Yeah.
See, the key is I'm never, like, overly full. Except when I do that little buffet. I get at this Oriental buffet I go to, which I really like.
I love Oriental buffets.
Oh, my God. With the sushi and, oh, my God.
What?
I found this place where I'm talking, they have, like, 25 yards of sushi and then another 25 yards
yummy.
Of Chinese food.
I love that.
I mean, I can't believe it. Yeah, you don't see too many of those unless you're in Vegas.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, Vegas, they're
everywhere. That's my favorite.
But no, the key is not to overeat. Keep it simple. Keep it light. Always hungry. And it doesn't bother me. I think when you're hungry, guys, you're burning calories. You're burning fat, without a doubt. So stay hungry. Drink water. Drink coffee. Stay away from the sugars. Now, I have this thing, too, when I buy food. Mm-hmm. Always look at sodium, sugar, and calories in that order.
Too.
Right.
Yeah.
And I get the lowest sodium first.
Well, my thing is carbs, too, is I'm wondering. I'm trying to have healthier carbs, but, you know, determining how many I should be having on a daily basis. And I went to a nutritionist and things like that. But, you know, because
what
I know
what they say. They give you a number, but
like
then you have to calculate.
But
that's ridiculous. How are you calculating when people, you're looking at the back of the thing? It's tricky.
Everything has carbs. So
everything has carbs. So how do you see? I always had a problem with the old counting. I do. Yeah. The scale, I think, is important. It's
true.
Funny. I joined this new gym and there's no scale. And I said, where's the scale? She said, oh, no, we're like no judgment. I go, what's that got to do with anything? You got to know what's going on with the body. If you're not getting on the scale, how do you know if it's going up or down?
I do. I'm always on the
scale. Got to get on the scale.
Yeah.
I did with my Stay Zen podcast is don't be afraid of the big, bad scale.
Yeah.
You got to get on the scale because you got to pay attention and see what's going on. I do.
True.
But speaking of food... Let's talk about this. This is V's idea.
Blame it on me.
I'm blaming it on you. Books, movies, music, and more. We're talking more here. Mukbang is a word. So V writes me and she goes, let's talk about mukbang. And I'm like, what the hell is that? I'm like, is that?
We
I know the word bang, but what's mukbang? Well, you know what it means. And the translation, the literal translation means eating plus broadcast or eating show. Okay, so talk about mukbang because you're the one who brought it up.
We were talking about odd jobs, but even like with the Oriental buffet is you eat large amounts of food while being watched and you can get paid for it. So I told him, I've taken on numerous odd jobs and one of the things were mukbang and I like to wear something sexy. And
Wait a minute. You've done this?
Yes.
Oh, wait. You didn't tell
Why
me.
Not?
I didn't know you did this. So wait, you're just putting on your skimpy lingerie.
Yes, and I like to cook a little bit, you know, and just, you know, be watched, and then I just sit there and eat. And I describe the food and how tasty it is in my mouth.
You know, now we're peeling back the layers of the onion here, and we're finding out. You're a little freaky then.
Oh, my God. How is food freaky?
Well, first of all, this concept of eating a host eats large, I read this, large quantity. If I want to watch people eating large quantities of food, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to, on the 4th of July, I'm going to watch the Nathan's Famous hot dog eating contest.
Yeah.
Coney Island. Yeah, the guy last year, you know, he ate 72 hot dogs.
That's a lot.
Yeah, and they get 10 minutes.
Oh,
that's
wow.
8 seconds per hot dog.
Yeah.
That was the guy. The woman, she ate 41. So if I'm going to, they're jamming that in their mouth. I mean, come on. With this
mukbang.
Is it mukbang or mukbang?
It's one of the two.
Mukbang. Oh, okay. Now bong. It's like, holy cow. Now, I could see if you're sitting there watching people get, you know, smoking out of a bong.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different. Eating large quantities and they're interacting with the public. It became popular in South Korea.
Yes,
in 2010.
It is.
Right? They mostly like pizza and noodles, they say.
Yes, and I love noodles. So
what do you eat?
I do a lot of noodles as well, and just
so they're coming out of your mouth. It's slurping, like a sexual thing,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yes, it's
like
a little
sucking
sexual.
On these noodles. Oh, it's a little sexual. It's a lot of sexual.
It's a little sexual, but I love food.
You love food?
Yes. And another thing I was thinking about with an odd job is phone sex. Being a phone sex operator.
Well, I thought you did that.
No, I haven't done that. I'm thinking
you
about
have
it.
The voice.
If it doesn't work out here, I will definitely
so
do
what,
it.
Wait a minute. You want to do this food sex? You want to food sex?
Food sex.
It's
oh,
food sex. You got mukbang. So wait, let's come back to that because I want to talk about you sitting there, skimpy clothes,
okay,
with eating food dripping down your mouth. Is that what you're doing? Having it just kind of dribble down.
Yeah,
and then you do you interact with people?
Yes, of course.
How do you
licking
do
your fingers and licking your lips and oh, this is so good. And people like to hear the wrappers.
How old are these
open?
Kids? 14 years old. They're jerking off while they're watching you.
No. It's usually all adults, but the age varies. I mean, it could be an old guy like yourself.
And oh, here we go.
I think if I were to show you,
myself.
Yeah, if I were to show you, you would totally be into it. You would love it.
I would love to see you sucking on noodles in front of the camera. Are you like real close? If you get
sometimes,
real close?
Or
how
I
do
sit
you?
Back.
You don't see anybody though.
No. You can't see
you
them.
You can't see anybody. They could see you.
Yeah.
And you have like a background behind you.
Yes. Or sometimes there's like a chat little thing where you can see the messages. Like, oh yeah, put more in your mouth.
Oh my God! There's no way. I mean, these are just. These are perverts.
No.
You got every pervert who's watching porn.
Anything can be sexual, honestly. Yoga can be sexual.
Well, of course. Anything can be. But so you're doing this in front of the camera. Do you make money?
Yes. You can make some money.
Okay.
You can make some money now. Yeah.
How do they get, what do they do? Are they just like, how do they send you money?
Well,
Bitcoin or like,
electronically.
Electronically.
And things like that. Yeah.
What do you got? Like a little button there? Donate?
Yes, before a show. Do it before the show starts. So, yeah.
PayPal?
Yeah.
Really?
Any kind of way. And you get your money up front.
You get your money up front.
God, that sounds bad.
You don't
put
have
on
to
your
sleep
shows.
With anybody
no,
in this
you don't
show.
Have to. Absolutely
no
not.
Way.
No.
You've done
it's an
this.
Odd job, but it's fun. And, you know, I'm eating and enjoying myself. And it's entertaining. So.
It's unbelievable how you can make
don't
money on
knock
the internet.
It.
No,
check
but
it
is it all women or is it guys do it too?
Oh, guys do it too. Yes, of course. I would encourage anyone to do it, you know?
It's strange. I think it's very strange. How do you even get the presents? I mean, you have to be like, you got to be a hot chick like you.
Thank you. But think of, you know, like you said, Taylor Swift or just anyone, you know, just anyone. Just sitting there eating food. You would want to watch. You're like, gosh, look at all that food. How are you going to eat that, you know?
You just kind of shovel all that food down there.
Yeah.
Really?
I'm not like shoving.
You unbutton your little blouse thing. You kind of make it like you. Yeah, you do.
Well,
like,
I kind of like to cook mine prior.
You show any skin?
A little bit.
I mean,
bit.
A lot of you show some like, you know, topless? You ever go
no,
topless?
No, I don't do topless.
No?
I haven't advanced
do
to that yet.
Do people do topless?
I'm sure they do. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I like to cook my food and, you know, talk about it and, you know, do a recipe and then I'll sit down and say, now watch me eat it. So.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
You sound interested, I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, I mean, I'm curious because I read about it, and I kind of thought it was like, I know it was South Korea where it's...
You said mukbang. I think you thought that I was inserting the food in other places. That's what I think.
It's the strangest thing. When I got when you text me that word, I'm like, what the hell is that?
You immediately looked it up.
I did. I'm like, I got to look this up. It's just strange to me. So talk about this odd jobs you're talking about. Getting what is that?
I'm
sex
thinking
operator.
About, yes, of course. I used to work in a call center, and it was for a completely different industry. But I would get customers just to call, and they want to talk to me, and they would say, "Now, what are you wearing?" And just like all of these things, and I know I have
perverts.
It in my voice. Yeah,
you do.
Yeah, so you know, it's good money. So we'll see.
Now you've
why
seen
not?
Risky business, right?
Yes.
Remember, he's on the phone with Rebecca the Mornay first.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel, you want me to come over? Did you do that?
Yeah, like, you want to come over? What am I wearing? And what do you want me to do to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, but you're going
to
be, oh, God. And these guys are going to
be
talking them through
and
it.
You would be, yeah. So you've never called. You've
no,
never.
No, I've never done
but that. But I'm sure you've done it maybe with a significant other. I mean, if you've done it personally, you can more than likely call up someone and pay for it.
Well, there's a million people out in the world. They have nothing going on. They can't get a date. They're sitting in their house in their basement.
Yeah.
Eating all, you know, and of course, they'll
it's
do
the
it.
Same form of
kind of
entertainment.
Money. You make money on that,
yes.
For sure.
Probably like $1 a minute, $2 a minute.
No
so.
Kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
I would be jumping on that bandwagon. You never have to leave your house. You could be eating in front of the damn thing, noodles, and switch over to the other phone. You could like do both, you know, one with the ear. You could even tell the people you're eating the food, hey, I'm talking to a guy who's whacking off on this side. You could be doing it over there. Why don't you guys get together?
Yeah.
You could have them all get together.
Why not?
Oh, my God.
And have
Is
you
it all
had
young
job?
People? Is it all young? I'm just curious. There's no, like, you know.
I'm sure there are older men and women either phone sex operating or doing the mukbang. Because we all eat and we all love to talk.
Well,
the phone
sex is women. I don't know. Not a lot of guys doing it, right?
Why not?
What?
Yes.
I thought it was like a women thing where women are talking on the phone and the guys are.
There's lonely women out there, too, that would like someone to talk to.
Sign up. Where do you sign up? You got to text me.
I'll text you.
You should tell me. What else have you done, Ms.
Well, wait a minute. What have you done? Have you done an odd job?
I've done a lot of...
There's
not much I haven't done except work in a car garage, perhaps. No, I've kind of done a lot of things.
Yeah, like?
Lots of things. Well, a lot of things. I mean,
stalling?
Different industries. I mean, back in my younger days, well, the Wall Street, I was a consultant, was in real estate. I had numerous businesses that I've started. Male stripper. No.
Oh?
No, I haven't done that.
No?
No.
I can kind of see it, though.
But my buddy was, though.
Yeah?
I used to... Uh-huh. Yeah, my buddy owned a club, and I was the honorary member, I would say. Honorary owner slash member. I wasn't an owner, but I felt like it.
Uh-huh.
So, oh, my God. You've been to a male reveal?
I have once, yes.
Those women? Oh, my God. They way worse than men.
Yeah.
Way worse. They go crazy.
It's true.
My buddy, no kidding, he used to wear three G-strings. Three, because they would be pulling down.
He would lose
down.
Them, yeah.
No, he'd lose. They'd pull them down. They're very aggressive.
Yeah,
these women,
I've seen that.
It's crazy.
But you guys like it. I mean, you would like it.
Oh, well, I would sit in the back by the bar hanging out watching this. I couldn't believe it. The things that went on, though, let me tell you. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The women with their... They would come in with the limo, 10 girls on the bachelorette party, and then they'd get two or three of the dancers in the limo, drive around the block a few times. Crazy shit went down. I mean, let me tell you. When a woman wants to cheat, she's much better at it than a man.
Yes, I agree
There's
with that.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. I've been on both sides of that equation.
Yeah.
For sure. I've been the bad boy sleeping with the women cheating, which do not do that.
Yeah.
I don't have regrets, but yeah, I stopped dating married women a long time ago.
Oh.
It doesn't work.
No.
No, that doesn't work. That's a dead end street. Don't do it. Take my advice. Don't do it. Well, if you do it, be discreet, but no, don't do it. No, it doesn't. Well, I don't know. That never made sense to me, right? I meet women, they're unhappy, they're telling me they're guy. I mean, and they say, oh, he's with hookers, so I could do it. I'm like, why don't you just get divorced? Especially if you have no children, well, there's always money involved, of course.
Very true.
I can't do it. I don't work. I don't want to work. That's all craziness.
So you would fall in love and then the wife would not be able to leave her husband?
No, I would never fall in love. What?
Oh.
Come on. I set boundaries. I was the emotional, unavailable guy. Purely sex.
Right.
And they would call me and that's it.
But you like casual sex, so what's the problem?
Wait. I don't like casual sex. Who says I like casual sex?
Oh, please.
That's not true. That is so not true. I do not like casual sex.
Okay.
No, I once did. I was reborn.
Oh,
I was reborn. Uh-huh.
Really?
Come on. Mm-hmm. I was reborn, and then it just went further and further with my introspection. No, really.
So then what is Tinder about then? I mean, isn't that for casual sex? Weren't we just talking about
I didn't join.
Oh, you didn't join.
No, to meet somebody.
Okay.
I mean, you know, the problem is, let me tell you something. The last time I went on a date with a young gal, okay? Now, I never consider myself old, right? But this date, she says to me, it's so nice to be with a mature man. I'm like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? What am I, a bottle of wine? What kind of wine? Am I Boone's Farm? A 67 Rothschild or wine in a box? I mean, listen, here I am thinking about getting laid. She's got me in the cheese display at Whole Foods next to the wine in the box. Let me tell you, I will say this, though. I mean, I am so old that I've seen every pussy grooming fad since the 70s. I'm telling you. I mean, back in my day, these young kids nowadays, everything's shaven, it's waxed, it's lasered. In my day, when we went down for that midnight snack, we'd come back up looking like Tom Selleck. I'm telling you, ladies, you remember the 70s.
Oh, my God.
There was no razors going on, no doubt. I mean, I'm telling you, when we went down that Amazon jungle, you had to whip out your machete just to even get to the promised land. Nowadays, it's not like that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, then again, I wouldn't know. I haven't dated in a while. I've been off dating.
Really?
I've sworn off dating for a while. Focused on myself.
Okay, but just last week you were talking.
I need to start dating again. I know. I go up back and forth with this.
You do. But,
okay, so I was with a buddy of mine came by last night, and we're hanging out up on the roof. I got the rooftop. You got to come over there. I got the jacuzzi. It's like a party. Every night it's like I go to a party on the roof. It's pretty cool. I meet different people. Well, there was a pumpkin carving contest.
Fun,
right? And yeah. There were no guys. It's all women. Imagine like 20, some beautiful women, some not beautiful women were there carving pumpkins. It's kind of fun. Uh-huh. And we just happened to be there. And he says to me, he's on Tinder. Right?
Okay.
And he went on a date with the gal. And he said, you know, I said, how'd it go? He said, no, not good. I said, let me guess. She didn't look anything like her picture.
Oh.
He said, yeah, she didn't look anything. It was her. He said, but this picture had to be 10 years old. He said, it had to be 10 years old and 30 pounds ago.
Ooh.
That's what he said. I'm like, really? He goes, no. And he showed me the picture. And I said, dude, I'm telling you. I said, well, that's what people do, right? It's like, let's put your best foot forward from when you were, I mean, well, that means I'd put a picture from yesterday. Ah! No. No, but why is that? Listen, if you're out there, that's not being forthright. Whether you're a guy or a girl, guys do it too, I'm sure.
Yeah,
they put out a picture, and then it's like you can't tell anything. It's all bullshit. And then they show up. I don't know. What's that all about?
I could see you putting a shirtless pic on your profile.
No, please.
Absolutely.
Shirtless pic.
Yes.
Come on.
You love it. Look at my muscles at 60. I mean, you love it.
60? Please,
yeah.
Now we're pushing it.
You're 60.
I'm not 60. What the hell are you talking
about? You're
60. I'm not
60. Damn near 60.
I'm so far away from 60. Come on. That's not fair. Now you're really taking pot shots below the belt. Come on. I got to wear a cup over here. Go back to my baseball days. Kicking me. Mm-hmm. You know. Oh, my God.
So no, did you have your heart broken? Is that why you don't want to?
Wow.
Oh?
I got, let's just call it, this chapter's called The Player Gets Played.
Oh.
I got played. Mm-hmm. Big time. Never saw it coming. Nope.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How long ago, if I can?
Oof. It's a long time ago.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. I gotta recollect. I had an internet company. It's probably the year 2000, 2001, maybe.
Uh-huh.
Whew, wow, that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
So I haven't dated since. Well, no, that's not true.
No, I know what you mean.
No, but I did. This is a woman, imagine this. I saw her every day. I slept with her. I slept over her house like 6 out of 7 nights a week.
Okay.
Almost every day we saw each other. But I was working for, 12-hour days. See her at night, have dinner, everything was, I thought. And then show up one day. Well, he used to hang out at her doorman, this Dominican guy, really cool guy. He used to hang out and kind of shoot the shit with him in the morning.
Oh, so she's banging the doorman.
No, she wasn't banging the doorman. It was worse. So I would have been happy with that. No, so I'm hanging out at 6 in the morning, and then some high-profile guy who I recognized comes to the building, and I'm like, pulls up in the limo, and I'm like, what the hell's this guy doing here? Yeah, you know, and he asks for her.
Oh,
holy cow. My mouth, I turned white, and I'm like thinking, wait a minute, so the doorman, who's a cool guy, he was ringing the manager's office. Now it's 6 in the morning, so nobody's answering.
Yeah.
He says, hey, I'm sorry. She's not there. And he's like, what do you mean she's not there? He's like, I don't know, man. She's not there. Well, let me go up. He's like, I can't. He goes, you know who I am? The guy's like, I don't care who you are. I can't let you up. You do not live here. You live here? He's like, oh, all right, man. It's cool. So he leaves.
Yeah.
And I look at the guy, and I said, how long has that been going on? You know what he says? Oh, way before you.
Oh.
Holy cow.
Burned. Yeah.
So I went up and knocked on the door because she thought it was... Comes to the door like she's going to the Hamptons, you know?
Yeah.
And I said, wrong guy. I said, don't ever talk to me again. That was it. Oh, my God. Oh, no, I was reeling on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, how about you? Been burned?
Of course. Yeah. Right now, I'm focused on, what is it, non-traditional relationships, and maybe you should try that, too.
Like, non-traditional, what does that mean?
Yeah, well, you just...
No, just sex?
Well, it doesn't have to be just sex. It's been a while for me, but with that. But
been a while for sex? You mean since you had sex? Or since you had it? Really?
Yeah.
How long?
But, so non-traditional.
How long?
It's been, we'll say over a year.
Over a year.
We'll say that. Yeah, we'll say
but
that.
But you're not a virgin.
No.
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 Okay. But over
Sorry.
A year.
Sorry to.
Saving yourself? Wow. That's a long drought. That's Is that a trout?
Aww.
Well, that's no. Then wait a minute. You're really. I mean, listen. You're open hearted, right?
Yes.
You're ready.
Yeah.
Ready for the guy. The wonder why you go with these. So where are you meeting these guys? You better. I don't know. You're gonna have to go back to school. You better go take a class or something.
Yeah.
Wow. We're gonna talk more about this next week.
Yes, we should.
Holy cow.
Goodbye,
over
everyone.
A year ago. Wow. Hey, any guys out there looking for...
Oh, gosh, no. I don't need help. I just, you know.
It's by choice.
Yes, yes.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
And I want someone that will actually go and, you know, get tested and, you know, really take those, steps. And
no bullshit.
Yeah, people don't do that nowadays.
No, they don't.
So,
no.
So be careful, Tola, with your casual sex.
I do not have it. Nope, not have it.
Be
not
careful.
Having any of it. I'm going to go another year without.
It's not just about Viagra. It's about, wearing condoms, too.
Got to be safe. Yeah, no doubt. Whoever you are, be safe out there. And on that note, guys, hey.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us today on Tola Talks. Stay cool. Peace out, everyone. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to Tola Talks with Rich Tola. Right here on LA Talk Radio.